joined after Kingstonians game today at Molesey, which they won 3-2 by Kay's manager Ian McDonald. We did win, did we, Ian?
Yeah, we did win. There was a lot of confusion at the end of the game. They got a corner last minute. The boys thrown the cross in from the corner, and the referees give a free kick for foul on Richard Martin. I was pretty confident he had give the free kick, but his hand signals I think mystified a lot of the people. I think even the Molesey announcer announced that somebody had scored for Molesey. So we've won the game 3-2, and I think we've used one of our get out of jail cards for the season.
You must be very pleased though, the good run's continuing. Do you think we're in a good position now to push for promotion?
Yeah, I think we're in a great position to push for promotion for the playoff spots. A little bit disappointed with our first half performance today because we came here with a game plan and to be fair we didn't play to that game plan. We played to it for about 10 minutes. We decided we were going to get the ball in behind them and not play too much football because the pitch and weather conditions probably weren't right for that today. But once we scored, we took our foot off the pedal and tried to knock the ball around. And as I've just said to you, it wasn't really the pitch to do it on. But I was really, really pleased with the second half performance. One or two home truths were told at half time again. And the boys were confident they'd come out and turn it around, and they did. And fair play to them.
And the good run, the last sort of 10 games or so, we've been on a great winning streak. What do you put that down to? What's going differently in training or anything that wasn't going on at the beginning of the season? Is there anything noticeably different?
Well, obviously there's new players in the side, and Tommy didn't play today, Simes didn't play today, since they've been at the club, we haven't lost a game. Simes has done very, very well. We've got Steve Pottrell in there now, and I just think the squad is a hell of a lot better than it was 3 months ago. The team spirit now is a heck of a lot better than what it was at the start of the season. Not that it was wrong at the start of the season, but the mixture just wasn't right. I went in the local press and said the mixture just wasn't right. I was getting bad vibes from certain areas of the dressing room, and I've done something about that, sorted it out, and as I've said, fair play to the players. It's them that go out and do it out on the pitch. Stuart and I work hard in training, but it's the players who are getting results for us, and long may it continue.
You mentioned Steve Simes and Tom Moyes both missing today, so we've obviously got good strength in depth because the players who came in before Moyes got caught but got the winning goal. Are you happy with the squad at the moment? Are you looking for another couple of players before the season's out for final promotion push?
I'm very happy with the squad at the moment. As you've said, everybody, the 1 to 11, it's down to them to do well and keep their shirts. And all the boys on the bench are all chomping at the bit. And as I've said, Tommy and Steve were involved today. Stuart Booth not involved today because his father's not very well. He's in hospital, so Stuart was given today off. So we've got plenty of strength and depth now. Stevie's out with suspension now. Tommy will be out with suspension after the Westfield game. So hopefully come the Dover game next week, we'll have a virtually full bill of health and everybody available.
Moving on to the Westfield game, are you going to use the game to give a run out to some of the fringe players in the squad?
Yeah, I think so. Mickey Brady, Tommy Cass, Johnny Coke. They all need a game. Reedy's only played a little part of the game today, so they'll obviously be in the starting lineup. But I've only got a squad of 19-20 at the moment. So we're going to go there with a strong squad. The Surrey Senior Cup's a cup competition, our last cup competition of the season, and it's a cup we'd like to win because it will give us a nice day out at the end of the season, whatever happens in the league. And I think Westfield, we're going to go there and hopefully we can get a good result, and then we can look forward to the Dover game Saturday.